Cal Ripken, who was just as bothered by the press, who was held to tremendous standards, and certainly didn't, you know, come close to the home run record, but came close and broke one of the most hallowed records in sports. And yet there could not be a more diverse contrast in the attitudes these two people brought to the fans themselves.
Nick, I agree with you. If some guy stops a Barry Bonds on the street and asks him for his autograph, and he signs that autograph, I mean, you make that kid's day or that adult's day, whoever it happens to be. But you know as well as I do that there are ball players every day at the ballpark who will go over to the fan to the side of the wall behind home plate or along the baseline and sign autographs for a half an hour, 35, 40 minutes. When it comes the time to go, somebody's going to curse and swear at him. It happens
all
the time.
You can't please everybody.
Because you can't please everybody. That's right. And it has to cut off at some point. And as soon as he says, listen, guys, I got to go. And they would love to be able to stand there and do it for forever, but they can't. And someone's always going to resent it. Now, is that reason to turn down one? No, it's not a reason to turn down one. But it happens.